Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Yud-Dalet, and we are at the two dots, about 20 lines from the bottom of daf Yud-Gimel Amud Beis. So we're middle learning the sugyas of Masechtas Avodah Zarah. So Masechtas Avodah Zarah begins with an Issur d'Rabbanan, where the Chachamim said, Lifnei Eidam Shel Ovdei Kechavim Shloisha Yomim, Asur Laseis V'Laseis Siman. But as we saw, Matzah Shabbos, and this morning again, there's times where not only is there an Issur d'Rabbanan to do business with the Ovdei Kechavim B'Yoy Meidam, but it could be there's going to be an Issur d'Rais as well. There's an idea of not being Mahana Avodah Zarah. Chlekes, Rishlokesh, Yechanan, Rav Nasan, and Chamin, one of the themes of this morning's daf. But the point is, as it relates to this final Gemara before the Mishnah, is that there is an idea that one cannot be Nena from Avodah Zarah, V'lo Yidbak B'yotchom U'ma Menacherim, but not only can one not be Nena from Avodah Zarah, but he can't be Mahana Avodah Zarah either. Meaning, as it relates to practical halacha, there were times where on the Chagah, the government said that if anybody buys something, you'd have to pay a special tax. If that was the case, you couldn't buy things. Because forget the Issur d'Rabbanan. There was a real Issur d'Oraisa. By you buying, the Meicher is going to pay a tax now to the Galach. And that tax that he's going to pay is going to benefit the Avodah Zarah. So there's an idea of not being Mahana Avodah Zarah. Stating that, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov Zavan Sandala. Rabbi Yaakov once bought a shoe on the aid of an Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yirmiyah Zavan Pita. Rabbi Yirmiyah bought pita. He bought bread. So Rabbi Yaakov told Rabbi Yirmiyah, and Rabbi Yirmiyah told Rabbi Yaakov, Yasma Avod Rabbit Hachi. Yasma Avod Rabbit Hachi. Meaning each person was okay with what they themselves did, but they had a problem with how the other one. So Rabbi Yaakov bought sandala. Rabbi Yirmiyah buys pita. So Rabbi Yaakov turns to Rabbi Yirmiyah, how are you buying pita? How are you buying bread? By the way, Tosfos asks, what happened to Pas Akum? L'chura, they were buying Pas from the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Isn't that Pas Akum 101? So these are sugyas we're going to get to in a couple of weeks here in Masechtas Avodah Zarah. I am Tosfos. But either way, so Rabbi Yaakov had a tie in Rabbi Yirmiyah. And Rabbi Yirmiyah turned to Rabbi Yaakov. You have a problem with the fact that I bought pita? How did you buy your shoes? Now each one was able to do what they did per the last Gemara that we saw this morning, because they bought it from a balabais. And the balabatim didn't have to pay taxes. It was only the retailers, the people that did this for a living, they were the ones that had to pay the tax. But if you bought it from a balabas, it wasn't an issue. So why then was each one chaysha the other one? But at the same time, each person thought that the other one had bought it from a merchant, being that they thought that the other person had bought it, that's why they came with a tainit. No problem is if you buy from a tiger. Because they were the ones that had to pay taxes. But if you buy it from a balabayas, where you don't pay taxes, mutter, it's going to be had Rabbi Yochanan been alive today, he would have had a problem even in that city where Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yirmiyah bought the sandala and the pita respectively. And the reason is because it's true Rabbi Yochanan said that you're allowed to buy from a balabayas. But the only reason he said you're allowed to buy from a balabayas, zil basar taima, is because they didn't have to pay the taxes. But nowadays, the balabatim also have to pay taxes. The kaimrim, the galach, got smarter. So you can't incorporate as a balabayas and not as a retailer and now all of a sudden be tax exempt and not have to pay taxes. Even the balabatim have to pay taxes. I mean that even the balabatim have to pay taxes. So Rabbi Abba, Braid Rabbi Chibar Abba said that had Rabbi Yochanan been here today, Ba'asra de kashakli michso afilu mi balabayas, hava asa. So the Gemara says, Elo inu hechi zoven. So how did Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yirmiyah buy what they bought? Meaning we thought they were relying on Rabbi Yochanan, who said that it's only from a professional, a retailer that you're not allowed to buy from, because he pays the taxes, and when you buy, you're being mahana. But to buy from a balabayas is not an issue. So the Gemara says, in balabayas, she'ina kavua zoven. They bought it off the books. Meaning they bought it from a meicher that wasn't reporting. And being that he wasn't reporting, he had a cash business. So they were never going to pay the taxes. So from Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yirmiyah's perspective, if they thought the Meicher was going to pay the taxes, they wouldn't have done it, because Nena Aser, Mahana Aser, but being they were buying it from people that weren't going to pay taxes anyways, it's for that reason, it wasn't going to be an issue. I saw the Sha'ar of Etzion and Balacha, he asks a very, very starka Ha'ara. Rabbi Yaakov bought shoes, Rabbi Yirmiyah bought bread, and each person was Chayshid the other one that what they did was wrong because they were being mahanav avodah zara. Now it turns out no one had done anything wrong because each one had bought it from a balabayas, and not just a balabayas, a balabayas she'enoi kavua. As a result, they weren't causing any benefit to the avodah zara. But what was the initial reaction of Rabbi Yaakov? How could Rabbi Yirmiyah buy pita? L'churi is doing an avera. What was Rabbi Yirmiyah's initial reaction? How could Rabbi Yaakov buy a sandal? L'churi is doing an avera. Why weren't they down l'kav schos? Why were they chayshid the other one of doing something wrong? Could be they were doing something right. It could be they were doing something wrong. It could be they bought it from a merchant. It could be they bought it from a balabayas kavua. Or it could be they bought it from a balabayas she'eni kavua. So for some reason, they were chayshid. And especially in light of the fact Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmiyah with tzaddikim, I mean, there are different variables when it comes to the halachas of Danas Kavela. You don't always have to be somebody l'kav schos. But when you're dealing with an adam chashev, you're dealing with a tzaddik, someone that's becheskes, he does the right thing, you certainly should be down l'kav schos. The chura, very strong ha'ara as it relates to what happened to down l'kav. So two ha'aras really that we're not going to talk about. Number one, how was Rabbi Yirmiyah able to buy pita? What happened to pas akum, pas palter? And the second kasha is, why was each one chayshid Biksherim, why weren't they Mekayim, the Mishnah of Hevi Dones Kaladam, the Kav Schos? Either way, on that note, another Mishnah that discusses the halachas of buying things from Oivdei Kechavim. Zok the Mishnah, Elu Dvarim, Asurim, Limkar, Oivdei Kechavim. There are certain things that you're not allowed to sell, not buy, you're not allowed to sell to an Oivdeid Avodah Zara, not only B'yoyim Eidam, not only Lefnei Eideim, but the entire year. So these things you're never, ever, ever allowed to sell to an Oved Avodah Zarah. What are these things? It's Struvlin, Uvnoi Shuach, Uftoi Toros, Ulevoina, V'Tarnagol Halovans. At first glance, it sounds like we're mentioning five things, although the Gemara is going to say it's really only four. It's Struvlin is the first thing. The Gemara will explain what that is. Benois Shuach, Ptoi Toros, Levoina, frankincense, V'Tarnagol Lovan, and a white rooster. Now, Pashup Shat, the reason you're never allowed to sell these things to an Oved Avodah Zarah is because these things were always bought for Avodah Zarah. Being that the buyer, we're assuming, is buying it, he's a pagan, and pagan worship Avodah Zarah, and these were things that were used as Takrevis L'Avodah Zarah. So the assumption is that the thing that he's buying, he's going to use for Avodah Zarah. If he's going to use it for Avodah Zarah, Yo'ever, Lifnei Yiver, Le'Sit Emichshol. L'may Nafkemina, if it's not betray Avri Denahara, maybe there won't be an issue with Nehiv Lezik Demichsel. But assuming that it fits within the parameters, the Shulchan Aruch of Lifnei Yivel Eisit HaMichshol says the Mishnah, nothing to do with Yom Eidam, nothing to do with Azul Umayda, nothing to do with Mishum Harvacha. This is Lifnei Yivar 101, another example where you have Lifnei Yivel Eisit HaMichshol with the Ben Noyach, but the bottom line is, these things were always used for Takrevis L'Avodah Zarah, therefore you never let us sell to Gar. Huda says, you're not allowed to sell him a white rooster, but let's say he's buying 100 roosters, and one of them is white. Then you could sell it to him. So apparently the white rooster, we'll see the color white in general is somewhat associated with Avodah Zarah. But the white rooster was definitely something that was used for Avodah Zarah. So if he's buying it straight out, it's a problem. But if he's buying it together with other animals, then it looks like he doesn't want it for Avodah Zarah Dafka, because if he did, the other animals would also be, well, the other tarnagolas would also be white. So together with something else, it's okay. Let's say it's Bifnei Atzmai, and you want to sell it to him. You have a good buyer. He wants to buy it. You're not let us sell it. There is an option. The Eitzah is Kaiteya Esetzboi. You can chop off its finger. Eitzar Balichai. Okay. Umaychreloi. And you're allowed to sell it to him. Fisha imakrivim chasal avayiz gechavim. Because the Bnei Noach used to not be makriv an animal that was chasar. So if you're going to make it chasar, then he's not going to use the avayiz zar anymore. There's not going to be an issue. Shar kol advarim. As it relates to other things, meaning not these five things that the Mishnah mentioned. Stamon mutter uperushan asa. The Gemara is going to explain what that means. Meir says, Af dekel tov. You're not allowed to sell a fine date palm, the chotzov, the niklas, also limklov the kechav. Those things you're not allowed to sell to a guy either. Either way, the Mishnah mentioned certain things that you're never allowed to sell to an Eved Avodah Zarah. You can never sell it to a pagan, and Pasha, the reason is because these things were always used l'Avodah Zarah. So even if he buys it not b'yom Eidam, or not l'fnei Eidam, shloish yamim, you're never allowed to sell it because the assumption is that it's going to be used l'Avodah Zarah. What was the first thing mentioned in the Mishnah? It's truthful. Zok de Gemara, the obvious question, the question that's bothering everybody, my it's trublin, what exactly is it? Zok de Gemara, turnisa, says Rashi, min eres, it's a type of cedar, v'hishita. It's what's referred to in Nach as Shita Kedama B'Rashana Daf Chav Gimel Amad Aleph. Now that Gemara, the Rashi's quote in Rashana Chav Gimel Amad Aleph mentions that there are 10 types of arazim. One of the types of arozim is tornisa, and the Gemara says that it's strublin, that's mentioned in the Mishnah, something you never let us sell to a pagan, was that cedar, it was the tornisa. But the Gemara says, Ramin, I'll ask you a kasha, hoisifu aleihem, from a Mishnah in Mesechtis Shvias, and the Mishnah over there is discussing different things that the Chachamim said, you're not allowed to do business with on Shvias. So we know on Shvias, the halach is la'achla, v'loy l'schayr. So in addition to the fact that you have to let the field rest, there's also an idea that you can't do business with peiros shvias that grow by itself. Even peiros shvias that are hefker, you can't be koinim and a hefker now become a soicher. You can take it to eat it if you'd like. It's hefker, lo achla, v'loy l'schayr. So the Chachamim added to the initial list of the things that are obviously aser on shvias, another list. What did they add? Alachsin, it's struvlin, muchsosin, uvnoishua. What's the kasha? This, all the taitach is struvlin, tunisa. And if you're going to tell me it's struvlin, it's tunisa, it's that form of cedar, tunisa, miyisa, b'shvias. Should it be aser on shmita? Vatani, we learned in Abraisa, zeh, klal, kol sheish lo ikar. Any plant that has a root, Rashi says, what does it mean it has a root? Its root could survive the winter. Yesh lo shvias is subject to the laws of shvias. V'chol she'en lo yikar, but any plant that doesn't have a root, meaning its root cannot survive the emosa geshalim, it can't survive winter. En lo shvias doesn't have the laws of shvias, and tornisa does not have a root that could survive the emosa geshalim. So how could you tell me it's trublin? Is tornisa in our mishnah? It's trublin could be anything. The problem is it's trublin mentioned in a mishnah in shvias, and the mishnah in shvias is discussing it's trublin in the context of something that you can't do business with on shvias. And we know the rule is you can't do business with things only if they have an ikker that could survive the Yemaisak Shabbat, and its Shulman does not have an ikker that could survive the Yemaisak Shabbat, so it can't be Tornisa. Safra, Peri Da'arisa. You have to say it's the fruit that comes from an Eris. So it's related to the Eris. The Gemara got that right, but not Shita, but rather it comes from another one of the 10 types of Arozim, and it's actually not the tree itself, it's the fruit that comes from the Eris. I think it's called Almoinim, that Eris. The point is that Erez does have an ikker. It has an ikker that could survive the Yemaisak Shamim. Thus, it can fit with the Mishnah Masechta Shvias. It can fit with the Mishnah the Masechta Savay Dezor. And the Gemara said, Chinkli Yasser Rav. Amar Belazar, Rav came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He learned by Rabbi Yechanan. He also had heard a lot of Torah from Rabbi Elazar, who was one of Rabbi Yechanan's Talmidim. He came back and he said that I heard that its struvlin is peirei da'arza. It's the fruit that comes off the Eres tree. By the way, it's translated as the acorn. So you want to know what its struvlin is? Acorns. Once upon a time, that was a takrevis l'avei dezara. The next thing the Mishnah said that you never let us sell to over the avei dezara, to pagans, is b'noi shuach. So, I'm Rabbi Barchana, I'm Rabbi Yechanan. What are b'noi shuach? Te'enei chivrasa, white figs. The third thing mentioned in the Mishnah was p'toy tar. See the theme with white? Amar Rabba Bar Bachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'p'toy t'roi seyem shana. P'toy tar is not a separate min. The Mishnah said it's trublin, acorns, u'b'noi shuach, white figs, u'p'toy tar. So it sounds like p'toy tar is a third, not a third thing. P'toy tar is just qualifying the first two. The only time you're not going to sell it's trublin and b'noi shuach is if they have their p'toy tar, which means it has its stem. But if the stem of the fruit would fall off, at that point, the Zohar wouldn't use it anymore as a carbon. If they wouldn't use it as a carbon, so there's no iser to sell it. Levaina, that's straightforward. It's just good old-fashioned frankincense. But I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, I'm Rabbi Shimon Malakish, Levaina Zaka. But it has to be pure frankincense. If it's not Levaina Zaka, then the Ovdei Avodah Zarah didn't use it in their worship, and then it would not be Asatana, Umikulan, Moichron Lahen, Chavit. So you're not allowed to sell individual. But let's say somebody comes in and they want to buy it in bulk, then you're allowed to sell it to him. What's the reason? What's the methodology? The assumption is that if he's buying so much, then he's obviously not using it for takrivis. He's using it to do business. He's going to sell it. Being that he's going to sell, you don't have anything to worry about. You can't sell it to the end user. But if you're not selling it to the end user, it's not an issue. How big is too much? We'd have to wait at least 3 months. But fake the Gemara, I don't understand. You're not allowed to sell these things because you're concerned that the person that's buying it is going to use it for Avodah Zarah. So for that price, you shouldn't be able to sell it to someone that you know is a reseller. Why? Because that person is going to sell it to somebody else that's going to use it for Avodah Zarah. Why aren't you worried that you're going to sell it to someone who's going to sell it to somebody else? I'm Rabbi. Rabbi said, Alifne Mekdinon, Alifne Delifte, Loi Mekdinon. What's the reason that you're not allowed to sell to an Oyver Avodah Zorah these things. We mentioned earlier, it's Lifnei Iver Leisitei Michshol. Lifnei Iver Leisitei Michshol means Reuven can't be Machshol Shimon. But can Reuven be Machshol Shimon if there's a concern that Shimon might be Machshol Levi? That's okay. A Lifnei we're worried about, but Lifnei, the Lifnei, that's already something we're not worried about. There's a Shaila in the Rishonim, but that's only true when you're dealing with Lifnei Iver by a Ben Noach, or would this be true even by Lifnei Iver when you're dealing with a Yid? This is a unique sugya of Lifnei Iver. We're dealing with Lifnei Iver by an Ein Yehudi. We spoke at the Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua last week, where the Pnei Yeshua says that even though Lifnei Iver Leisichte Michshol is a Dindei Raisa, but Lifnei Iver, when it comes to a guy, is definitely a din d'rabbanan. It's raya was from this whole sugya, because the Gemara has it sad that lifnei adam shalav b'kichav m'shalish yamin. Why can't you do business because of lifnei iver leisik t'michshol? And so it's mavur that it's only a nisid d'rabbanan. It's not all the sugyas are mavur that it's a nisid d'rabbanan, not a nisid d'raisa. What do you mean? If it's lifnei iver leisik t'michshol, it should definitely be a nisid d'raisa. So the Pnei Yeshua brought a raya in a tshuva from here that lifnei iver leisik t'michshol by a guy is a din d'rabbanan. So it's a different parasha of lifnei iver leisik t'michshol. We mentioned that the only time you have lifnei iver by a ben noach is the Lifnei Iver of Ben Adam L'Makom. For Biakiv, we spoke at an Emes Liakiv. But the Lifnei Iver, that's a Ben Adam L'Chavei Roydig Lifnei Iver, that the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvah, Lois HaSei Reish Sadik Tes, and the Chinuch says it in Mitzvah Reish Lamid Beis, and we saw other Lishonis in the Rishonim as well, where it's Mavur, that's only for Bnei Yisrael, it's not for Bnei Noach. So again, the parsha of Lifnei Iver relates to Bnei Noach, for their Sheva Mitzvahs, just like it relates to Yisraelim, but not literally just like, because there are differences. So Yesh Loimar, Tosfos says it later on Daf Tezvav, that it could be this Gemara that says Alifnei Mekabdinon, but Alifnei the Lifnei Loim Mekabdinon could be that's only when you're dealing with Lifnei Iver by a Ben Noach. But if you're dealing with Lifnei Iver by Yisrael, there it's going to be different. Regardless, you can't sell individual items because then we feel you're selling it to the end user. If you're selling it to the end user, he's going to use it. You're able to Lifnei Iver Leisik Demichshol. But if you sell it in bulk, then we're not worried. Maybe the person that's buying it is going to resell it to an Eved Avodah Zarah. I hear. That's already Lifnei. The Lifnei, that's not an issue. The Tarna Golov, the Mishnah said, you're not allowed to sell a white rooster. Amar Rabbi Yoyna, Amar Rab Zeira, Amar Rab Zvid, Vekid Amasni, Amar Rabbi Yoyna, Amar Rab Zeira. Tarna Golov me. If a pagan walks into the shuk and he says, I'm looking to buy a Tarna Golov, I'm looking to buy a rooster. Muta Limkoloi Tarna Golov. You're allowed to sell him, even a Tarna Golov. If he says, I'm looking to buy a white rooster, then you're not allowed to sell him a tarnagolavan. Meaning the only time the mission says you're not allowed to sell a tarnagolavan, again, the white rooster is the one that was used, is if the person specifically was looking to buy a tarnagolavan. But let's say he wasn't looking to buy a tarnagolavan. He was looking to buy a tarnagol. He said, tarnagolami. He says, I have a tarnagol. It happens to be white. Would you like to buy it? He says, yes. Then you can sell it to him. What's the svara? Because if he was looking to buy the tarnagol of the Zara, then he would be looking for a tarnagol of him. He wouldn't say tarnagol of me, because there's only a specific type of tarnagol that he can use, Lavi the Zara. From the fact that he said tarnagol of me, not tarnagol of me, from there we see that he's not looking to use the tarnagol Le avoida zara. Therefore, you're allowed to sell him even a tarnagolam. But the Gemara says, Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda said, Meicher loy tarnagolavan bein a tarnagolam. Rabbi Yehuda had another kula in this halacha. You're not allowed to sell a tarnagolam, but if it was bein a tarnagolam, let's say you're selling him 10, one of them is lavan, then it's not an issue. Again, what's the svara? Very simple, because if he's only looking for avoida zara, he'd only be looking for a tarnagolam. What was the case? This person, the Rabbi Yehuda allowed you to sell a tarnagolavan bein a tarnagolavan. Was this person looking for a tarnagolavan? He walked around the shuk saying, does anybody have a tarnagolavan? I don't think so, says the Gemara. Then I feel a bein a tarnagolavan nami loy. Then I don't believe Rabbi Yehuda would have been matir. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda should be matir because you see the person is willing to buy even a tarnagol that's not lavan. But being that he was looking for a tarnagolavan originally, the assumption is he was looking for a tarnagolavan to use for Avodah Zarah. It just so happens he found a seller that's willing to sell him the tarnagolavan, but he has to take 9 other tarnagolavans that aren't lavan. And he's willing to do it. Vas betutnisht. For Avodah Zarah, said something that he's okay doing. But being that he said tarnagolavan lemi, tarnagolavan lemi, there's no way in the world Rabbi Yehuda would ever be matter. Ela lam, you must say, dekame tarnagolami, tarnagolami. presumably, where Rabbi Yehuda said it's okay to sell a tarnagol lovim b'toicha tarnagol. It's talking about the buyer wasn't specifically looking for a tarnagol lovim. He was looking for a tarnagol. He said tarnagol stam. And over there, afilu hachilu Rabbi Yehuda, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Bein a tarnagol in b'fnei atzmi loy. You're only allowed to sell it bein a tarnagol, but on itself not. Ulatane kama, who's more machmer than Rabbi Yehuda? This cooler was Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush, afilu bein a tarnagol nami loy. You wouldn't even be able to sell a bein a tarnagol. So again, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Zeira, the name of Rabbi Zvid. Some say it was only Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rabbi Zeira. That what? That tarnagol stam, if a person walks into the shuk, says, I'm looking to buy a tarnagol. You're allowed to sell it to him. A phenomenal kula. That when the Mishnah says you're not allowed to sell a tarnagol love, it's only if the person's looking for a tarnagol love. But if somebody was looking for a tarnagol stam, and you have a tarnagol love on, you could sell it to him. And the svara is, because if he only wanted a tarnagol love on, he'd be looking for a tarnagol love on. But Fred the Gemara, even though I hear in svara, quote unquote, I hear. But how does it show with the Mishnah? Because in the Mishnah you have a case where Rabbi Yehuda said a different chiddush that the Chum argued with. Rabbi Yehuda said to sell a tarnagol lovim bein a tarnagolin, that's okay. The Chum said no, even not bein a tarnagol. Now the Gemara assumes it can't be Rabbi Yehuda said that that would be true even if the person specifically was looking for a tarnagol lovim. Because if the guy's in the market for a tarnagol lovim, there's no way you can sell him a tarnagol, even if he's willing to buy nine other tarnagolises. You can never sell him a tarnagol lovim. Elamai was looking for a tarnagol stam. And in that case, the only time Rabbi Yehuda said it's okay is Bein HaTarnagolim. And in that case, even when it's Bein HaTarnagolim, the Chum said it's not good. So how could Rabbi Yehuda say, in the name of Rabbi Zeira, in the name of Rabbi Zvid, the Ikadami only in the name of Rabbi Zeira, that you're, if a person says Tarnagol Stam, you could sell it to him straight out. It's not true, Sainat according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Sainat according to the Chachamim, Amr Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Hachav Mayas Gun. You have to say the Mishnah is talking about a third case. It's not talking about where he said, I'm looking for a Tarnagol Lovin, Tarnagol Lovin Lami, Tarnagol Lovin Lami, because no one in the world would hold you allowed to sell Tarnagol Lovin in that case. It can't be it's talking about where he said, Tarnagol Lami, because there everybody holds. That was Rabbi Yehuda's halacha. You could sell it to him. That's not an issue. It's talking about where the person said something in between. He said, I'm looking for a tarnagol lavan and a tarnagol shachar and for a tarnagol that's red and that's green. And he's looking for different color tarnagolises. He specifically spoke out that he's looking for different colors. What's the halacha? Rabbi Yehuda said, being that he's looking for other colors as well, so beina tarnagolim, it's okay. The Chachamim said, no, he mentioned Tarnagolov. And being that he mentioned Tarnagolov, even though he mentioned other colors as well, it's not going to be okay. But Enechanavi, had he only said Tarnagolov, everybody would hold it's a problem, even Beina Tarnagolov. Had he said Tarnagol, stam lemi, everybody would hold it's okay. The Machloikis is in none of that, it's not discussing the two cases that Rabbi Yehuda was discussing. Rabbi Yehuda was discussing Tarnagolov lemi, Tarnagol, stam lemi. The Mishnah is discussing where he said Tarnagol Lovan, v'Tarnagol Shachar, v'Tarnagol Adoim. In that case, that's where you have this machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. Zok the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hachi, and Mefurish Ebraisa, that explains the Mishnah that way. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Eim Asai B'Zman, Shom V'Tarnagol Zeh Lov. Avlamo, Mar Zeh V'Zeh, Mutter. If he said Zeh V'Zeh, Mutter, that's the case of Rabbi Yehuda, right? The Braisa began. Omar Rabbi Yehuda. So here we have Rabbi Yehuda. It's the same Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. And this Rabbi Yehuda is a little bit more explained. He's explaining it a little bit more. Emosai, when can't you sell if he said Tarnagol Zelovan? But if he said Tarnagol Zevezeh, so you're going to sell them a few different colors, even though one of them is love on. In that case, it's going to be okay. The price continues. So even if he said that I'm looking to buy a tarnagol love on, if he said specifically that, you know, I'm making a mishta for my son, or there's a chayla in the house, and apparently it was considered therapeutic, this tarnagol love on, in that case, it's going to be mutter. What's the reason? Again, Zilbasa time. The only reason you can't sell a Tarnagol Lovan is Lifnei Evel. They see the Mikshel, but over here it doesn't look like he's buying a Favay Dazara. Looks like he has ulterior motives. But the Gemara says, you're allowed to sell him a Tarnagol Lovan? And you can't sell him anything because he brings Karbonos. Remember, 30 days, Yud Beis Chaydish maybe. But now, maybe Kechavim Shasem Mishal Lebnoi, Eni Aser, Eloi Seh Yoyim Va'Isoyish. Oy Seh Yoyim Va'Isoyish, Mi Aser. You're never allowed to sell anything to an Oyvet Abed Azar. That's Asim Mishal Lebnoi. I'm Rav Yitzchak Bar Misharshia B'Tavzig. Says Rashi that this Mishnah that's usher to sell to a guy because of the iser derabbanon of a dayim shalayv dekachavim. That's if he's making a big party, chasana, for example. Over here, we're talking about Rashi's lashon is it was a mishta shal mireyos. We're just getting together. It's just a get together, we'll have some drinks and have some fun. That kind of party, that's not going to be aser. Not only is it not aser, you can even sell him a tarna galovan, because if he said clearly that he's making a party, there's no chash, there's no lifnei iver, leisitei michshol. But we're not done yet. Again, Rabbi Yoina had said a chiddush. Rabbi Yoina said that even though the mishnah said you're not allowed to sell a tarna galovan ever to an avodah zarah, why not? Because the tarna galovan was used for avodah zarah. That's if the person, the Ovid Avodah Zarah, said Tarnagol Lavan Lami. But let's say he said Tarnagol Lami. He didn't say Tarnagol Lavan Lami. Over there, it's going to be Mutl. Now we learned in the Mishnah, Ushar Kalat Varim, anything else. So the Mishnah mentioned what originally looked like five things, but we saw it's really four things. It's Truvlin, Ubnei Shuach, Levaina, the Tarnagol Lavan. Those four things he never let us sell to a guy. Then the Mishnah continued. The Mishnah said, Ushar Kalat Varim, everything else, Staman Mutter, Uperushan asas. When we learned the Mishnah, we said the Gemara will explain. Well, this is where the Gemara explains. Tanan, Ushar kolad varim, stomon mutter, uperushan asas. My stomon, what does stomon mean? And what does perushan mean? Ilema stomon de kamer chita chivarto. Perushan de kamer lavidus kechavim. The stomon mean where the person said, I'm looking to buy white wheat. So not a tarnag alavim. Something else, shar kolad varim. We're just picking an example, wheat. But he said white wheat, and when he said perushan, he means lavei dezara. He was mefarish lavei dezara. Fake the Gemara. Loi stama tzricha lemeim edemaz beninon, veloi perushan tzricha lemeim edemaz beninon. The whole Mishnah is miutah. The whole Mishnah would seem to be extra. Why? Because I don't need the Mishnah to tell me that shar kol advarim amuter. If the person didn't say anything about lavei dezara, why should I think it's awesome? The Mishnah said, you're allowed to do business with a guy. No one says you can't do business with them. You only can't do business with them with Neide. Stating that there's four things you can never sell them. Okay, it's pretty obvious. Those four things you can't sell. Ushar kalat varim, I'm going to be mutter. So why would the Mishnah have to say that if a person, Stam, wants to buy, I don't know, white wheat, and he says, I'm looking to buy white wheat, doesn't say anything about avodah zarah. Why would you think it's awesome? L'chura, lois stam, on tzrich l'meim edemaz benina. The Mishnah doesn't have to tell me that halacha. And the second thing the Mishnah says, that perushan aser, if it means what it sounds like it means, and that is if the person says specifically, I'm looking to buy this for avodah zarah, zok the Mishnah, you can't sell it to him. I need a Mishnah for that? Of course. So loy stomach tzrichel meimad amaz veninon, v'loy peirushon tzrichel meimad loy mezveninon. So it must be there's a hidden meaning in this Mishnah. What does the Mishnah mean? El stomach. What does stomach mean? De kamar chit. Peirushon, what does that mean? De kamar chivarto. And what the Mishnah therefore is saying is, if a person would walk in and he would say, I want white wheat, you wouldn't be able to sell it to him. Because white shmecks from avodah zarah. And being that there's a thought that maybe this person is buying it from avodah zarah, even though it's wheat, it's not frankincense, it's not a fig, it's not a tarnagol, it doesn't matter. If he says clearly, perushan means chevarta, it's going to be us. It's only stamon shar kol advarim is going to be mutar. But if he's mefarish, not avodah zarah, that's pasha, you wouldn't be able to salt him. But if he says, I want white wheat, that in itself is already going to be us. So what do you see from there? Michlal de tarnagol afilu stalin nami loy. Tarnagol, that's listed amongst the four. There's the big four, and then there's everything else. What's the halacha by everything else? The halacha by everything else is that if you're mefarish, you say, I want to buy the white, then it's going to be awesome. Michlal, the big four, even if you don't say you want white, it's going to be awesome. In other words, if a person would say tarnagol and me, it would already be awesome. It's the chakash and Rabbi Yoina. Rabbi Yoina said, tarnagol and me is going to be mutter. L'chura, even though it's not mefarish in the Mishnah, but in order to understand the sefer of the Mishnah, you have to l'chura say that if a person would say, who has white wheat, you wouldn't be able to sell it to him. Which means that when the Mishnah says tarnagol is more chamer than wheat, even if you didn't say a white tarnagol, you wouldn't be able to sell it to him. In other words, tarnagol and me would be us. Zok to Gemara, Amin. Really, that loch is tarnagol and me is going to be mutter. If that's the case, then that means if a person says, I want to buy even white wheat, it's going to be mutter. Because the only time tarnagol is asur if he says tarnagol lavan lami. So chiti lavan lami, that's shar kol advarim, is going to be mutter. And when the Mishnah says perushan, what does it mean? You said clearly you're buying it lavei dezara. What's the kasha?
Perushon, it's trichel the meimer. What do I need it for? The Gemara says, yeah. So, g'day t'chamino. I would have thought, hi, gavad alavid z'chavim, but maybe this person really doesn't want to buy alavid z'ara. Ela meva kuda avik b'avid z'chavim. But he's a person that's attached to his avid z'ara. V'sover, and he thinks, k'echidahu gavra avik b'ed. Just like I'm so with this person's thinking, right? K'echidahu gavra. Just like he's so attached to avid z'ara. Kula alma nami aviku. Is ema hachi. I'm going to say, I'm buying alavid z'ara. K'echidahleisfuli. Like this, he's going to give it to me for a good deal. He thought that if he walked into the shuk of Oifdei Avodah Zarah and he says he's buying the Avodah Zarah, maybe they'd give it to him for a good deal. So listen to this Havamina. There was a Havamina, being that people don't usually buy wheat Avodah Zarah, if a person would even say he's buying the Avodah Zarah, maybe it'd still be Mutter. He's a liar. He's just making believe that he's buying the Avodah Zarah, thinks he's going to get a discount, but really, he doesn't mean a lovely desire. So I would have thought you could sell it to him. Kamashmal on the Mishnah, Mashar Kol Advarim, stum on his book. That's true. If he doesn't say he's buying a lovely desire, it's okay. But Perushan, if he says he's buying a lovely desire, it's awesome. Again, what was the kasha? Perushan Aser, Pshita, what's the Hava meaning that it shouldn't be? He said he wants to buy a lovely desire. So apparently, if you understood the psychology of a pagan, you would know a lot of pagans used to make believe they were from, but really they weren't so from. They thought they were going to get some sort of bargain, some sort of discount by saying they were buying a Havali Dazara. It's such a real thing that there was a Havamina that if the person tells you he's buying a Havali Dazara, so you can tell him, Kamash Malan, you can't. Zof the Gemara, Bayi Ravashi, Tarnagol Lavan Kotul. I mean, what if a person walks into the shuk, he says, I'm looking to buy a Tarnagol Lavan, but he says specifically he's willing to buy it even if it has a mum, even if it's missing a eifer. What's the halacha? Mahu limkolar tainagol of inshallah. Now, to sell him chaser, that the Mishnah said, that's definitely not an issue. The question is, are you allowed to sell him shalim? What's the tzadnat? Miam, you know, do we say, mi the kamar katua, being that he's willing to buy it even with a mum, lav lavay des kachav gabay. He obviously doesn't want to use a lavay des zara, because if he wanted to use a lavay des zara, then he wouldn't be looking to buy it with a mum. Or maybe he's lying. Maybe he's making believe that he doesn't want to use a lavay des zara. He's just the opposite of the other guy. But really, he does want to use a lavay des zara. Is there a sfarah to say that maybe he's just being mirin? If you're willing to entertain the possibility that even though he said he's willing to buy it with a mum, but really that's not what his kivun is. Tarnagol lavan lemi, tarnagol lavan lemi. What if the person walks into the shuk, he says, I'm looking to buy a white tarnagol. V'yavule shachar v'shakal. And somebody offered him a black one, and he said, all right, you know what, I wanted white, but I'll take black. V'yavule adam, and then somebody offered him a red one, v'shakal, he took it. What's the question? Ma'u limkul lavan. Can you now sell him a white one? Meaning, he said clearly he was looking to buy a white one. So once he says he's looking to buy a tarnagol lavan, it looks like he wants a lavan d'zara. But once he showed that he's okay buying black, buying red, so, you know, he's now showing that maybe he's not so dead set on white. Meaning, maybe he doesn't want a lavay dazar. Me, I mean, the king, the yavale shachav a shakal. He's willing to buy a black. He's trying his true colors. He's willing to buy a black. He's willing to buy a red. Lav lavay this kechav and kabay. Oh, you don't my rumah come out. Again, this is all the harama. He's buying the red. He's buying the black. So it shouldn't look like he's buying a lavay dazar. What's the halacha? Teiku. Rameyer oimer. Rameyer said, af dekel. So Rameyer had another short list of things that you're never ever allowed to sell to a pagan. What was his short list? Dekel tav, v'chotzov, v'niklav. Some have the gear said niklas. Those three things are also to sell to oved avodazar. Amalei Rav Chizal Avimi, gemiri. We have a Messiah, you may have heard this Gemara, that Avodas Kechavim, that Avram Avinu, Arba Mea Pirkei Havim, that Avram Avinu's Mesechtes Avodah Zarah was comprised of 400 brachim. So our Mesechtes Avodah Zarah has 5, says the Gemara. Banan, Chamisha Tanan. But Avram Avinu's Mesechtes Avodah Zarah was much longer. What's Pashup Shat? Because in Avram Avinu's time, there was a lot more Avodah Zarah. I mean that there was so much more Avodah Zarah, so the halachas were much more technical, much more nuanced, and much more relevant. But today, we don't have so much Avodah Zarah, and as a result, Mesechtes Avodah Zarah doesn't have to be so long. So it's not 400 prakim, but rather all it is 5 prakim. Says the Gemara, so Rav Chizda tells Avimi, you know, the Sachi Aridus Adairus, we don't have nearly as much Mesechtes Avodah Zarah as they once had. But still, at the same time, v'loyadina my kamrina, and the little bit of avodah zara that we have, we can't make heads and tails. We can't give zechan etza. Once upon a time, they had 400 prokim and they knew it. We have 5 prokim and we can barely figure out what's going on. So he told him, Avimi told Rav Chisda, my kashaloch, what's bothering you? What halacha mesechtes avodah zara is bothering you so much? That you would think Rav Chisda would say one of the lamdas hasugyas, lifnei da lifnei, or Azulumaida, get involved in some super lumdis. He told him, no, very simple. The Mishnah said, Ramei Oimer, Av Dekel Tov, Chatsa V'Niklas, Aser Limkoil, La'iv Dei Koichavim. So he told him, Dekel Tov Udulei Mazvili, and Alara Sela Dekel Tov, a Dekel Bish, Mizav Ninan. A good Dekel, you can't sell. But a bad Dekel, you could sell. But nan, I have a kasha, a Mishnah later, you never let us sell a guy real estate. You can't sell a guy anything that's Mechubel Karka. So it's not just a Dekel Toiv, it's even a Dekel Bish. But from our Mishnah, Rameh seems to say only a Dekel Toiv you're not let us sell. But a Dekel Bish, you are let us sell. Amalei told him back, my Dekel Toiv, Peiroi's Dekel Toiv. Avada the Dekel itself, even if it would be Bish, you wouldn't be allowed to sell it. You're never allowed to sell a dekel. Why? Because you can never sell anything that's mechubel karka. What our mission is discussing is the peiros that come from the dekel. The peiros dekel, if it's from a dekel, you're not allowed to sell it. But if it's from a dekel, peiros dekel, chatzav. The Mishnah said chatzav. What is chatzav? Kashba, if that helped. Niklas, what is Niklas? Yosef Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Chama Bar Yosef, Kuryati. Amar Rav Dimi, Rav Dimi, Zabayu told Rav Dimi, Tanan, Niklas. It said in the Mishnah Niklas, we didn't know what it meant. Vat Amrit, so Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael, Ki Yosef Rav Dimi, he heard in the name of Rav Chama Bar Yosef that it's Kuryati. But v'leyadinan, we still don't know what you're talking about. Maya Hanaslan, how did you help us exactly, Rav Dimi, by telling us that you know what Niklas is? Kuryati. Rav Dimi comes back from Eretz Yisrael, he brings back a beer to something, so a mystery. You want to know what Niklas is? It's Kuryati. We still don't know what it is. Amalei told him, he said, listen, Abai, I understand. You're in Bavel right now. And in Bavel, Niklas, Kuryati, it all doesn't make any sense. However, Ahani Luchu, I helped you. You don't realize. The Chiyoz is awesome. If you ever go to Eretz Yisrael, Amrit Lu Niklas, if you would say Niklas, they wouldn't know what you're talking about. But Amrit Lu Kuryati, V'yadu, V'kamach, they'd already be able to show. You're right. Here in Bavel, we don't know what either one is. But I came back from Eretz Yisrael. I'm telling you, the Eden in Eretz Yisrael said that this is what it means. So as it relates to Raid, I think it's kedai to spend a few moments to discuss something that is really pertinent to the entire first part of Maseches Avodah Zarah, and that is the primary Oivdei Avodah Zarah whom we live amongst Bizman Hazeh. Are they, from a halachic perspective, Oivdei Avodah Zarah, or are they not Oivdei Avodah Zarah? Specifically, the Noitzrim and the Yishmaelim, the Christians and the Muslims. So how does Halacha view Natsrus? How does Avodah Zarah view what the how does Halacha view what the Yishmaelim do? Is that considered Avodah Zarah, or is it not considered Avodah Zarah? Now, my Nafkamina is the entire Masechet Avodah Zarah. The Nafkamina is going to be all the different halachas that you're going to find in the Rambam Sechet Avodah Zarah, in the Shulchan Aruch Sechet Avodah Zarah. Do they apply to the Noitzrim Shebizmanenu, and do they apply to the Yishmaelim Shebizmanenu? So really, this discussion begins with the Ramah in Eir Chaim, it's Simen Kuf Nun Vav. So if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Nun Vav, it's at the very, very end of Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. It's actually very interesting the way it's set up. Because really, how does Eir Chaim begin? It starts off, Shivisei Hashem L'Negdi Samid, and you have to wash Negel Vaser, and then you make Brechas HaShachar, right, and moves its way up to Hilchos Kriyishma, Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, that's how Yid starts his day. In Simen Kuf Nun Vav, we're talking about where the Yid is already leaving the Beis HaKnesses, and what's he doing? Says the Mechaber. So after you finish doing, it's 155 simanim in, but it's been an exhausting morning. But after you did everything that you're supposed to do in the morning, now,
Take a coffee to go, and you go asokov. Says the mechaber, the whole Torah she'ini ma'malacha soifa b'teil. Because if you're not going to go to malacha, then it's not going to be good. V'goyreres avoin ki oini yavirenu al das koinai. Umikom makoim says the mechaber lo yase malachtoi ikur ela aroi v'toirasoi kva v'zev v'zev yiskandiyani. That's the way a yid is supposed to go about his malacha when he's going to malacha. Says the mechaber v'yise v'yitein be'amuna. A person, when he does business, he should be erlich. And he should be careful in the course of business not to mention the name of Hashem in vain. Because any time the name of Hashem is mentioned, misa mitzuya. And you should be careful when it comes to swearing, even if you're going to swear honestly, because Yanei HaMelech had 1,000 cities, and they were all destroyed, because they used to swear, even though they used to be Mekayim it. The Yizor, says the Mechaber, you should be careful not to engage in a partnership with a Ben Noyach that's an Oved Avid Zor. Because maybe you're going to owe him a Shvuah. And if you're going to do that, it's going to come out that this person is going to be over the Yid, lo yisham al picha, if you ever cause the Ben Noyach to go ahead and to swear. So at the very, very end of this long Mechaber, says the Mechaber, that you should be careful not to do shutfis with a ben noyach. The reason is shemi yischayv lo shvuah, because maybe you are going to have to be in a situation where the ben noyach is going to owe you a shvuah, and he's going to swear in the name of his avodah zara, and it's going to come out that you, the yid, were over on the iser of lo yisham al picha. Says the Ramah. There are people that are makel when it comes to making partnerships with oivdei kechavim bezmanazeh. And the reason is mishum she'ein agoyim bezmanazeh nishpam b'avodah zarah. Because nowadays, even if a goy is going to swear, but he's not going to swear in the name of avodah zarah. V'af al gav, says the Ramah, the maskirim avodah zarah, even though it's not true, you're going to tell me, if you ever hear a goy swear, he is going to swear in the name of avodah zarah. Mikol mokim, when they mention avodah zarah, kavanosam lo yisei shemayim v'aretz. Really, what they have in mind is the creator of heaven and earth. Elo shemishatfin shem shemayim. But they're going to mention not only Avodah Zarah, they're also going to mention a Dovah Racha. And you don't find that there should be an Isser Lifnei Iver Lo Yisinte Michshol to cause a guy to swear in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a Dovah Racha. Because Goyim, although they're not allowed to be Oved Avodah Zarah, but they're not Muzar on Shittuf, and as it relates to doing business with them without a shutfis, the kuli al mashari, everyone knows it's mutter as long as it's what below yom chageyim, as long as it's not on the yom eid. Fine, your day hilchos avodah zarah, sin and kuf ben zayin. And those are all the sugyas we're learning here in the beginning of masechta avodah zarah. So the mechaber says, after your whole morning, achachach yelech la'asaka, be very careful that your Torah should be kva. And your malacha should be aroi, and if you do that, zevazay yiskayim biyote. You should be erlich in your geshäft. Don't mention the shem Hashem. Don't swear, even if it's true. And by the way, yizar melishtatif in menoich oivet avodah salilim. Be very careful not to engage in a partnership with the oivet avodah zarah, because maybe the oivet avodah zarah is going to owe you a shvuah, and if he's going to swear in the name of his getchko, you will be oivet v'shem elihim acherim lo yisaskiru lo yishama al picha. Says the Ramah, there are people that are makel when it comes to making a shutfis with a goy bezman hazeh, and the reason is because even if the goy swears, and he swears in the name of his avodah zarah, he's mentioning, and he's meaning the Oisei Shemayim Varetz, he's only being Meshtate for Dover Acher, V'loimotzinu Sheyesh Pazem Mishum Lifnei Iver Loisite Michshol, Dari Ein HaGoyim Muzar Na Lashitov, because Goyim are not Muzar on Shitov. So the Ramah says that as much as this is halacha psuka that you can't make a shutfis with a guy, but Bezman Azeh, it's fine, based on one simple fact, and that is that Bnei Noyach are not Muzar on Shitov. Now the Makar to this Ramah is a Tosfos. It's a Tosfos in two places in Shas. It's Tosfos in Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. It's also a Tosfos in Masechtas Becheiros Daf Beis Amud Beis. But I think before we see the Tosfos inside, it's just kedai to be makdim a few points. The first
thing that I think we need to be makdim is that a yid is not allowed to be oved avodah zarah. This iser for a yid to be oved avodah zarah is true even if he's going to be oved Hashem and be oved avodah zarah b'vas achas. What's known as shituf. So he's going to make a shutfus, chalila v'chas, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and some davar achar, some other power. If a yid would do that, he'd be over the isra avodah zarah, loy pachos v'loy yoser, where had he been over avodah zarah without the shituf. And the makor to this is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is talking, kol ha-mishatev shem shamayim v'davar achar. Any person that's mishatev shem shamayim v'davar achar, nekor min ha-olam, he's chayiv miso. Shenemar, the pasuk says, zoyveyach lo Elohim yocharam, bilti l'Hashem levadai. And we learn from the words, bilti l'Hashem levadai, that not only can you be over avodah zarah, you can't even be meshatef HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a davar achar. Bilti l'Hashem levadai means only the Eibishter. So if you're serving the Eibishter and something else, you would think maybe that's not avodah zarah. It is avodah zarah because you're being over bilti l'Hashem levadai. But the bottom line is, it's a mefurish gemara, it's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's memra. Kol ha-meshatef shem shamayim v'davar achar, nekem enoil. Ostensibly, what the Ramah is saying is that a ben noyach is not muzer on shittah. Okay. Another thing that the Ramah is clearly saying is that the bnei noyach of his times, and that's Poland, Krakow, circa 16th century, were oivdei avodah zarah b'shituf. And it's for that reason they fall into the category of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai of not being a traditional oivdei avodah zarah, but a meshatev shem shamayim v'davar achar. Now, why were they oivdei avodah zarah b'shituf? So this, of course, gets involved in things that ein lanu esek bahen. But the simple version of it is that the Noitzrim worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They believe in the first verse in Genesis, and that is Bereishis Bara Lekim Eis HaShemayim Ve'Eis HaAretz. But they also believe in Yeshei HaNoitzri. In fact, they believe in what's called the Trinity, which the Svar Makdoshim referred to as this Shilush. That's a Lashon that the Achroinim use. And they have this Emuna in the Shilush, what we know as the Trinity, where they somehow put Yeshei HaNoitzri on some pedestal where he's parallel to the Eisei Shemayim Ve'Aretz. So as much as they worship Yeshei HaNoitzri, which is a very, very big problem, but at the same time, they're also worshipping the Oisei Shamayim V'aretz. It's what's known as Shituf, and Shituf is, again, this halacha right here in Sanhedrin, Samachimah. But the point is, the Noitzrim will Ivdei Avodah Zarah B'Shituf, because as much as they're worshipping Yeshei HaNoitzri, they're also worshipping, the Oisei Shamayim V'aretz. Now enters the Chiddush of the Ramah, says the Ramah, that Heyois, the Ivdei Avodah Zarah of Zmanenu are only Oivdei Avodah Zarah B'Shituf. I'm telling you a Chiddush that a Ben Noyach is not Muzer on Shituf. Meaning, Hagam, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Samach Gimel Amid Aleph, it's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's Memra, that a Yid that's Oivdei Avodah Zarah B'Shituf is Nekem in Oilem, because the Pasuk says, Bilti L'Hashem Levadai, that's only true for a Yisrael. That's not true for a Ben Noyach. A Ben Noyach is allowed to be Oivdei B'Shituf, it's not included in the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noyach, and if that's the case, you have nothing to worry about. Because what would be the concern? You're going to do business together with an Oivdei Kechavim, he's going to be Chayiv Shvuah, he's going to swear in the name of his Gachko. Now, he's swearing in the name of Yeshei HaNoitzri, but he's also having in mind Eisei Shemayim V'Aretz. So he's being Oivdei Avodah Zarah B'Shituf, so what? You're being over Lifnei Ivel Eisei Temichshol, you're not being over Lifnei Ivel Eisei Temichshol. Because B'nei Noyach Hanam Muzer on Shituf, and because B'nei Noyach Hanam Muzer on Shituf, so it's for that reason, this is not something you have to worry about. This is Be'erich, what the Ramah is coming to say. Now we mentioned that the Ramah is rooted in the Shitas HaRishayim. Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Samach Gimel Amid Beis, and Tosfos B'Chayrus Daf Beis Amid Beis. So just to mention the Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Samach Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara that Tosfos is referring to is Mamish Dis Halach in Shulchan Aruch. Omar Avu Adishmul. Asur La'adam She'asur Shutfos in Oivei Kechavim. A Yid's not allowed to do a Shutfos with an Oivei Kechavim. Shema Yischayev Loi Shvuah, because he may owe him a Shvuah. The Nishba Ba'avodas Kechavim Shaloi. And when he does, he's going to end up swearing in his Avodah Zarah. Va'Torah Omar, the Torah said, Lo Yisham Al Picha. So based on that, you're not allowed to do Shutfos with a guy. Says Tosfos, quoting Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam said that nowadays this is not something that you have to worry about. Mikomokin, bizman hazeh, kulam nishbaim bekotchim shalohem. They swear in the name of their kotchim. They ain't toifsim bishbahem elohos.
Because Daitam is also the Oisei Shemayim Vart.
A little Megungim, Taisus is Lashon, which is part of the problem of this whole
Sukkah. Even though they mention Yeshe Anoitzri,
you wonder if this was censored, by the way,
and they also mention the Oisei Shemayim Vaaretz, but at the same time, we don't find any way that it's also for you to be goyrim someone to be meshatev shem shemayim v'davarachar v'lifnei iver leko t'bnei neach le'uzer rakach. And there's no lifnei iver because bnei neach are not muzer on this inyan. So again, Tois is a little bit megumgum, but Tois is for sure is saying what Rama saying, and that is in his times, right? In Tois's times, where again, the Bali Tois lived amongst the Neitzrim. The Neitzrim are not considered oivdei avodah zarah regarding this inyan, and as a result, this iser of also la'adam she'asa shutfes on ma'ivik echav and shemi yischayv lo'yishvua is not going to apply. And the reason is because as much as they're mentioning a davar achar, but it's really a shutfis. And if that's the case, if you don't find anywhere that a yid is not allowed to be goyrim, someone else to be meshatev shem shemayim v'davar achar, v'lifnei iver leke, and there's no lifnei iver over here, the b'nei noich lehuzer al kach, because b'nei noich are not muzer on shitov. If that's the case, l'chayra, it's a mefurish, a toisus, what the Ramah is saying, and that's why the Ramah brings this la'alacha. But the bottom line is, the Ramah, l'chayra, was Megala, an incredible kula for people that live amongst the Noitzim. Not so prevalent as Manenu, but once upon a time, this was a very big inyan. I mean, you see the whole Masechet Avodah Zarah, the Masechet and Shas that deals with practical issues related to these halachas. And the Ramah came with an unbelievable kula based on Tosfos and Shas, and that is the Bnei Noach Shebiz Manenu, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah Shebiz Manenu, the Noitzim are not considered Ovdei Avodah Zarah based on the fact that they're Ovdei B'shituf, and a Ben Noach is not Muslim. Isn't there a Gemara in Sanhedrin Samach Gimel Amud Aleph that a yid is not allowed to be over b'shit of bilti al Shem Levada? Yeah, it's true for a yid, but that's not going to be true for over kecham. Stating that it's Yodua that in Shailos Achuvas Noida B'Yehuda, and this is in Madura Tinyana Yeridei Simin Kuf Mem Ches, the Noida B'Yehuda said that the Oyla makes a terrible, terrible mistake. The way that they quote this Ramah. Now, it's just kedai to mention that this Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda was not written by the Noida B'Yehuda. Now, over the years, we've mentioned many times, there are 70 Tshuvas in Madur Tinyana of Shaul's Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda that were not written by Rabbi Cheska Landau. They were written by his great son, the next Rav in Prague, Rabbi Shmuel Landau. And because those Tshuvas were incorporated in Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda, so sometimes you're going to quote a Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda not realizing that you're not really quoting the Noida B'Yehuda. This is an example of that. And this is interesting, because this goes down as being in the conversation for the most famous Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda, and it wasn't written by the Noida B'Yehuda. And I've seen in so many different places, especially now going through this inyan again, where Kosav Noida B'Yehuda, Kosav Noida B'Yehuda. Now, if you write Kosav B'Shailos Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda, yeah, it's written B'Shailos Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda. That's emes, but Kosav HaNoida B'Yehuda is actually not true. This is not a Tshuvas HaNoida B'Yehuda. This was written by the HaNoida B'Yehuda son. By the way, we ourselves are guilty as charged. And the last machzor, this was a HaNoida B'Yehuda. Okay? Achshadara, 7.5 years later. But this is not a Tshuvas HaNoida B'Yehuda. This was written by Rav Shmuel Landau. This is a Tshuva mi Ben HaMechaber. But either way, so the Ben HaMechaber writes, he says that, you know, I saw that people are saying that the Nochrim Bismanenu are not Oivdei Avodah Zarah. I mean, you can imagine if you've ever visited Prague. So what's going on over there with all the Nazris and all the everything that's going on? I mean, it's Lo Yo'umen. How much is there in terms of this inyan? So to go ahead and to paskin that they're not Oivdei Avodah Zarah, this would be an incredible, incredible kula. Said Rav Shmuel Landau, it's a very big mistake. I'll just read a few excerpts. He said, V'zeh gufe. And based on that, the Noitzim are Oyved B'Shitov, wouldn't be considered Oyved Avodah Zarah. He says, V'av Shadov is a Murgul B'Thi Kam Chachom. Shneina Nochrim Mitzuvin Ala Shitov. V'gam B'Kam Svarim Medroshes V'Agodes Hishtamshu B'Hakdom Azois. He says, Ob Ani Yogati V'Loi Matzasi Dover Zeh. Loi B'Shnei Talmudim Bavli V'Yerushalmi V'Loi Mishum Echom Migdoyle Yerushayim. By the way, you could see why people thought this was a Noida B'Yehuda. This very much sounds like a Noida B'Yehuda. The Ilu Hoye Zeh Emes said Rav Shmuel Landa that if this was truth, Havalei Laha Ramam Lehevi B'Hilchas Malachim L'Psak Halacha, Ram would have brought in his Hilchas Malachim. Shneina Nochrim Mitzuvin Ala Avodah Zarah B'Shitov.
How did he forget to write this? Vegan, he says, he says, I'll prove to you that's the way it is. Because there's a mefurish of Braisa Mesechta Sanhedrin Dafnun Vav, the Braisa says, Vatanyo, Bavidazar, when it comes to Isra Vidazar, Kol She Bezin Shah Yisrael Mamisan Aleyan, anytime a Bezin Shah Yisrael would give somebody Misa's Bezin for being over this Avidazar, Ben Noyach Muzar Aleyan. If a Ben Noyach would do it, he would be over an Isra. But any type of Avodah Zarah, that if a Yid did it, he wouldn't be Chayav Misa. So then a Ben Noach, meaning there's a Braisa in Sanhedrin Nunvav Amidays that lays out the Shulchan Aruch of when something's considered Avodah Zarah for a Ben Noach, when it's not considered. It's a very simple rule of thumb. If a Yid would do it, he'd be Chayav Misa. Ben Noach's not allowed to do it. It's considered Avodah Zarah. If a Yid would do it, he wouldn't be Chayav Misa. Then it's not going to be a problem. V'chein Pasuk Aran, the Rambam brings this in Perek Tes Hilchos Melachim Halacha Beis. Harei the Klal Kail. That means the Rambam told you Mefurish. The Chol She Yisrael Nerag Olav Gamma Ben Noach Muzer Olav. Says the Reb Shmuel Landau. Is a Yisrael Nerag on Shituf? Yeah, Nekam in Oilam, which means he's Chayav Misa. That the Rambam does bring in Chasavay Dezara. So if that's the case, says then Shmuel Landau, what's going on over here? What in the world is going on over here? Who made up this story that a Benoyach is a Muzer on Shituf? The Rambam doesn't bring it. It's not a furish anywhere. In fact, there's a braisa that the Rambam does bring that says, Kol Sheben Shei Yisrael Amisan Aleyen, Ben Noach Muzer Aleyen. And a year is Chayiv Misa for being over the Shittah. So how can it be? A Ben Noach is going to be different. Says Reb Shmuel Landau, venerally, I think, the match in the spashe dover ze, loy me she'im ben noich muzor la'al shitov, hoya al pi tos. It was based on a mistake, shero ba toysus, b'mesechtes b'chayres, daf beiz on the base, which is also a toysus in mesechtes Sanhedrin, daf samach gimel on the base. I'm not sure which is more megungim. I picked the Sanhedrin one because I thought it was less megungim. Then when we read it together in the share, I had my thoughts. Reb Shmuel Landau quotes the toysus in b'chayres, daf beiz on the base, which again is very megungim. But the bottom line is, it's the toys that we spoke at earlier. Val pisa posa karama by rechaim simen kuf nun vav brama v'yesh makilim b'shut v'sim nachrim mishum she'in anachim nishbam b'avoy dezara v'chulu v'chulu darei ena muzara na lashitov. The lashon zeh, said Reb Shmuel Landau, this line in the Rama hit o lekama chachamim. It confuse many great minds. The Sovru, because they thought the Kavanah Saramahu, that what Ramah meant to say was, She'ein ben noyach mitzuvah lavin avay dezara b'shituf. That what Ramah saying is, don't worry about it. They're not mitzuvah on shituf. Avu be'emes loykenu. The kavanas atoysnes v'ramahu the mashem meshatev shem shemayev v'davaracher. Here's the punchline: b'shvua. When you make a shvua and you invoke some avodah zarah and you also mention the name of Hashem, that's where it's going to be different. Ein ze oivad avodah zarah mamish rakshem meshatev shem shemayev v'davaracher. And in a situation like that, it's going to be okay. And he says that's what the Ramah mean and that's what Tosfos meant. In other words, when Tosfos and the Ramah said, there's no lifnei iver over here because all it is shituf. Not because a guy is allowed to be oved b'shituf. It can't be mishtacha v'teyesha anoytzu reboimed amakum lo b'shituf. Of course he's not allowed to do that. If a yid can't do it, a guy can't do it. But what then did Tosfos mean? What did the Ramah mean? What the Ramah meant to say was that there's an iser in the Torah of Hashem alihim achem lo yisaskir lo yisham al picha. It says in the Torah, u'bishmoisi shaveh. You're not allowed to swear in the name of a getchka. That you're not allowed to do. What if you mention the name of Hashem and you say yeshe anoitri? Oh, he's swearing b'shituf. There, Ben Noach is not muzer on shituf. That's already a whole different Indian. That's already a whole different shmuz. That's what Tosfos is referring to. That's what the Ramah is referring to. Again, this is so klar. There's a chiluk between being oyved avodah zarah b'shituf and being masker shem elihim acherim b'shituf. They're not the same thing. An oyved avodah zarah is literally worshipping avodah zarah. That's the real thing. That's the entree in the sugya. Shem elihim acherim loisaskiru is an iser. It's an iser in the sugya of avodah zarah. Good, you have to know, is it abazrayu avodah zarah? I don't know. But it's an iser in the sugya of avodah zarah. But it's not nearly on the level of being oyved. Right? Oyved avodah zarah is usher because it's the Ten Commandments. Lo yiyah lecha elohim acherim aponai. This is like the worst of the worst, the lowest of the low. You can't do anything worse than that. Shem elohim acherim leisaskiru. You're giving some kovet, some honor to a getchka. Right? U'bishmoisi shaveya. You should give kovet to the Eibush, like the Rishonim say. Right? Remember the Lashon HaRambam we saw together in Hilchos Shavuos. Rambam is a mitzvah, b'shmoisi shaveya. It's midarki avodah, the Rambam's Lashon is. So good, if you're going to do it to an avodah zarah, it's mamish, it's like a very, very bad thing. Good. You're giving kovet to a getchka where you shouldn't give kovet. It's not the same thing. So it says from Reb Shmuel Landau that it's pasha to me that what the Ramah meant and really what Tosfos meant, because Ramah's coming from a Tosfos, is not that a Ben Noach is a ladder worship Avodah Zarah b'shitov chalila v'chas. Has milahasker. What he means is that as it relates to the iser of v'shem elohim achem lo yisaskiru lo yisham al picha, there it's going to be different. What's the Ramah talking about? What's he talking about? Making a shutfis with a guy. No one's being oivet avodah zarah. We're afraid that he's going to be chayav shmuel and he's going to swear in the name of a gachka, but he's not going to swear in the name of the gachka. He's going to also have in mind the iser shmayim vars. It's going to be shitov. Oh, shem elohim achem lo yisaskiru lo yisham al picha. When it comes to ben noyach, that already is a whole different. Now the Shmuel Landau says if a Yid would do it, it would be a problem. But for a guy to do it, that's where he's not Muzer and Shittuf, and that's what's going on. Everybody says it's Pasha to me. The Oilam misread this Toisviz, they misread this Ramah. The Loshon Zehito Lekamu Chachomim. But really, it's one big mistake, and he says it's Pasha to me from the fact that the Ramah doesn't bring that Oivet Vayezor is allowed to be Oivet Beshittuf. In fact, the Ramah brings the Bryson, Kol Shevezen Shay Yisrom and Misan Alein, Ben Noyach Muzer Alein, Yisrael Chayim Misa, if he's Oivet Beshittuf, it has to be the same way over here. And then at the end of this paragraph, the Ben Amechaber of the Noyde Behuda, Rab Shmuel Landau, says, Achazman Ro'isi Besefim Me'il Tzedaka Simichav Beis. I found in the safe from Il Tzedaka in Simichav Beis, Shegamkin Kosav Kain, Achloy Hevi Araya Shekosafte Ayin Shom. He said he doesn't bring my pilpul, but he already said it. Now, who was the Baal Me'il Tzedaka? The Baal Me'il Tzedaka was a tremendous, tremendous Goyen whose name was Rabbi Yoina Landseifer. Rabbi Yoina Landseifer. He's more famous for a sefer that he wrote called Kanfei Yoina. He was a sefer, a Landseifer, but his name was Rabbi Yoina Landseifer. He was one of the Chachmi Prague. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Avram Beroida. In fact, he was nifter 1 year before the Noyde Behuda was born. So just to give you an idea of where he and when he lived, he was nifter the Misparim in the year 1712. So he was nifter a year before the Noyde Behuda was born. He was considered one of the great Chachmei Prague. I looked up his bio a little bit. This is amazing. He was 34 years old when he passed away. You see the covet that the Gedolei Yisrael gave him. It's amazing. 34 years old, what a person can accomplish. But the bottom line is, this is Rabbi Yoina Landseifer, and said, Reb Shmuel Landau, I found this in the Sefer Miltzdok, again, he's the Rav in Prague. I found this in the Sefer, one of the Chachmei Prague from 100 years ago already said this Chiddush. So when I saw it, I was very, very besimcha. Lamaisa, I looked up the tshuva of the Miltzdokah. He brings a raya nifla to this Yisrael. It's an unbelievable raya. It's almost checkmate, this raya. Now, we can't go into the arichas of it, but Baruch Hashem, we've spoken about this so many times, I don't think we have to go into the arichas. And that is, everybody knows the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, when he talks about the history of Avodah Zarah, right? And the Rambam starts off, he says, "Bimei Enosh, in the times of Enosh, tov bnei adam tos gedoylo. The nivara atzas chachmi oisei ador, the Enosh atzmei minatoyim. What was their toes? They made a cheshbon. They said, being that the Eibishter created everything in the world, and these celestial beings, all meshamshim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ru'uyim heim l'shabcham u'lefaram, v'lach loik lehem kavod, v'zehu rotzayin okel baruch hu l'gadel u'lechabin misha gidloy v'kibdoy, k'moy shamelech roitza l'chabin abodav v'oimdom l'fanav, v'zehu kvoyde shanach." And the Rambam says, that's what people started to do, and they started making hecholos, and then m'meshach hadoris, they forgot the ikar. All they had was the Tavol till Avraham Avinu came around, and he reminded them of the first dar of Ovdei Avodah Zarah is the Dar Enosh. Right? Afilu Ovdei Avodah Zarah ki Dar Enosh, the Gemara always says. Dar Enosh goes down as the epitome, it's exhibit A, literally, in chronological order, of Ovdei Avodah Zarah. When the Dar Enosh were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, said Rabbi Yoina Landseifer, how were they Ovdei Avodah Zarah? It was B'shitov. In fact, they weren't even being Ovdei, the Kechavim and the Mazalis. They were doing it as a Chetimtzer, to be Ovdei Hashem. So when they're bowing down to the Kechavim and the Mazalis, they zicha heavens in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef and Yosef are what the Noitzim are doing today. They never put anything parallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Afilu Hachi, you see, it was considered Shpitz Ovdei Zarah. So it's a Meres, a Ben Noyach. This is Ben Noyach. For sure, Muzer Zara, Afilu B'shitov. But is, either way, this is the raya that the Miltzdokah brings. If you look in the Haggois on the side of the Noyde B'Yehuda, so after Reb Shmuel Landau wrote this tshuva, so he says, Acher Atfus, he was magi on the side of his own Noyde B'Yehuda, which are incorporated in the new Noyde B'Yehudas, Matzasi B'Sefer Shara Ephraim Tshuva Chavdalik Devriana. He said, I found this already in the Sefer Shara Ephraim, who also said this. So said Reb Shmuel Landau, my great achidish that the whole world is making a mistake, I found in the Mil Tzedakah, and then I even found the Shara Ephraim was the Chacham Tzvi's grandfather. So that's how far back we're going. We're already in the 1600s. We just jump back 100 years. But the bottom line is, it's Reb Shmuel Landau in the 1800s, and it's the Miltzdokah in the 1700s, and it's the Shara Ephraim in the 1600s. Gedoyli, Gedoyli Yisrael all said the same thing. Avada ben Noyach is Muzer on Shituf. There's no question at all. What did Tosfos mean? What did the Rambam mean? They all meant in this situation. But I just want to spend 1 minute on one Nakuda. And that is, the emes is, if you think about this shmuz that we're talking about right now, in light of the fact that we're 15 blad or so into Maseches Avodah Zarah, I think there's a little bit of a chiddush over here, and because we're learning Avodah Zarah right now, I think we owe it to ourselves to just indulge for a second. And that is, we have a Tosfos that's commenting on a Gemara, two places in Shas, Pcheres Daf Beis and Sanhedrin Samach Gimel. And that is, he isn't allowed to make a shutfus with a Novi Kecham. Shem Yischai Vlo Yishvua, and he's going to swear in the name of his Gatchka, it's going to come out, you were over on the Yisham Malpich. Says Rabbeinu Tam, by the way, today is Rabbeinu Tam's yard site. Today, the Boi Bayoim of the recording of the show. But today is Rabbeinu Tam's yard site. And Rabbeinu Tam comes in, and Rabbeinu Tam says that, interesting, because this is from the more famous Rabbeinu Tams. He says that the Akim Sheb is Manenu, the Noitz from now, you don't have to worry about it. He says this is not something that we need to be concerned with. Why? And he says some sort of lashon that seems to suggest that there's no lifnei iver lo yisita michshol because the ben noyach is not muzer on shittiv. And the question is, how are you supposed to understand this? Does it mean ben noyach and never muzer on shittiv even to be oyvin avay desar b'shittiv? Or does it mean as it relates to v'shnei b'lehem achem lo yisaskiv lo yisham ma'alpich? But for sure, Rabbeinu Tam is talking about a lifnei iver lo yisita michshol over here. And the question is there a lifnei iver or not? Based on the fact that he's doing it b'shittiv. The first halachim is sach savay desar. What's the yisoid of the yisim? Why is it awesome? So the Gemara in Daf Vav and Aleph said, "Iboy lohu mishum harvacha or mishum v'lifnei iver leisitem michshol." Mishum harvacha means that you're going to do business with him. He's going to be azul lamaid. He's going to be very happy on his chaga, and when he's going to be azul lamaid, you the yid are going to be over v'shneim elihim achem leisaskiru lo yishama alpicha. Inami, it's based on the lifnei iver leisitem michshol. You're going to sell him something that he can use as a tekrevis l'avodah zarah, and he's going to be over the iser avodah zarah. I don't know about you, but I thought up until this point that on the tzad of the Gemara of Azul Umayda, which is the ikur tzad, Rashi brings us the first Rashi in the Sechtes Avodah Zarah, right? Based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Davav and Beis, Avay Verava, Sloshin Rava. But the bottom line is Rashi brought right in the beginning of the Masech that the side of La Yisham Al Picha is not that the yid is causing the guy to do something that the guy is not allowed to do. It's that the yid is doing something he's not allowed to do. It says in the Torah, thou shalt not mention the name of some pagan whatever, and don't even cause someone else to say it. It's the yid's iser. Let's say Sazai. Lifnei iver leisinte michshol is a yid's iser, but the iser is don't cause someone else to do the iser. The reason there's an iser lifnei iver is because when you cause someone else to do something that he's not allowed to do, memela it's your iser. But the side of the iser is that he's doing something that he's not allowed to do. Lo yisham al picha, I think the pashtus in the sugis was that a yid is not causing the guy to do something the guy is not allowed to do when he goes ahead and he is azul umayda. That's not the nakuda. It's the yid is not allowed to be azul umayda, and he can't cause someone else to be azul umayda either. It's the yid's iser, right? On the tzad harvacha, it's the iser of the yid. On the tzad lifnei iver, it's the iser of the guy, right? The whole pnei yeshua lifnei iver, the raisi drabana. That's all on the tzad lifnei iver. On the tzad lo yisham al picha, we didn't have this chakira because over there's pasha. That's the yid's iser. That's a whole different inyan. So I think the pashtus was that lo yisham al picha, for sure the way we learned in unzere chabura, lo yisham al picha is the yid's iser. Lifnei iver lo yisita michshol is the guy's iser. Now because it's the guy's iser, the male of the yid has an iser. That's what lifnei iver by definition is, right? You can't take a kois yai and give it to another. Even though I'm allowed to drink wine. Yeah, but the nazir is not allowed to drink wine. Memela becomes my yeser. But the point is kipshuta the way we understand. I think this is the havana pshuta, and that is that lo yisham al picha is not because you're being oifer lifnei iver. That was the other tzad in the chakira how you do in the beginning of avodah zarah. It's because you yourself are not allowed to be mentioning the name of an avodah zarah, and you can't even cause someone. You can't even cause a guy to mention the name of avodah zarah. Truth is, it's not so partial what we're saying right now. It's not so pashut. The Ran, in the end of the first parak here in Maseches Avodah Zarah, he clears this as a chakir. He's not sure. He says, Nistapakti. He says, I'm not sure. Does a guy have an isser v'shem elihim achem lo yisaskiru lo yisham al picha? Or does he not have an isser v'shem elihim achem lo yisaskiru lo yisham al picha? Does he have such an isser or does he not have such an isser? He says, from the Sugis Avodah Zarah, there's no hechrach, because every time we talk about Mishum Harvacha, it's the Yid's Isser of Lo Yisham Al Picha. Lav Davka, it's the guy's Isser. The other Tzad, the Velifnei Iver Tzad, was the guy's Isser. But Lo Yisham Al Picha, maybe it's the Yid's Isser. He said, maybe not. And the Ran's Mesopik, Ayin Sham, it's the Ran at the very end of the first part. He's Mesopik, I'm not sure. Does a guy have this Isser, or does a guy not have this Isser? Let's get this clear. Tosfos in Becheiros, the way the Ramah understands it, the way all the Toyim and the Ramah understood the Ramah, in the mind of Rav Shmuel Landau, the way Rav Shmuel Landau will talk, the Shaar Ephraim understood the Rambam. They're all naming on the same Hanacha L'Chayra. And that is that a guy has an Isser of Hashem Elohim Achayim Lo Yisaskir Lo Yisham Apicha. Because if a guy doesn't have this Isser, if we name on what we named on, I think, as a Pashtus in the beginning of Avodah Zarah, and that is that a guy really doesn't have this Isser, well then there's no Lifnei Iver anyways. What's the Lifnei Iver? Why are we talking about Lifnei Iver? What's Lifnei Iver? The Yid is going to make a shutfus with a guy, and the guy is going to what? The guy is going to end up swearing in the name of his Getchka. You're over lifnei iver leisita michshol. Where are you being over lifnei iver leisita michshol b'chlal? And why are we even discussing whether the guy is muzer on shittif? He's not muzer on shittif. So I was going to him to do isser. I wasn't going to him to do an isser. The guy doesn't have the isser of shem elim achem leisaskiru. What does the Gemara mean luchayra then when it says also lasted shutfus and ma'ovit kechav and shem yischayv leishvu and nimtzo over alo yisham alpicha? It's the yid is not let it cause the name of an avodah zarah to be mentioned, and the yid is muzer on shittif. For sure. So right now, you just caused it to happen. It's a game over. I don't know what we're talking about over here. It's muchach that the Ramah understood, and it's coming from a Tosfos, and regardless of how you learn, that there's some issur that the goy be'etzim has as it relates to being masked the Shem Shemayim, and as a result, when you make a shutfus, you're being overlift naiver. The teretz is, it's only shittuv. And the question is, vas main toisfus? Vas main the Ramah? Does it mean the guy doesn't have any shittuv? It doesn't mean, as it relates to Shem Elim Echem Leis Askiru, there's no shittuv. A Bahamiya, it's all predicated on one side of the Ran. That is, that a guy really has a sister. Because if a guy doesn't have the sister, then what shaykhis? Then for sure this should be a problem or not be a problem, but it has nothing to do with whether or not a benayich is muzer on shittuf or a benayich is not muzer on shittuf. Abul chayre klar from the Ramah and from even the chalkin and what the Ramah meant is that there is a lifnei iver leisita michshol over here, which means that a benayich is be'etzem muzer on this Indian of Hashem Elohim Achim leisaskir leisham alpicha. But the emes is like this. If you look in Tosfos, you go back to the source, it's not so muchach. And you know who makes this argument? Hagoyin HaGodol, Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger wrote a tshuva on this whole shmuz. This whole shmuz, the Ramah, how are you supposed to understand this Ramah? Noitzrim, they are, they have this, and they are. He wrote the tshuva to his son, Rabbi Shlomo Eiger. It's printed in Chelek Dalet, Simen Mem Gimel. It's kedai to see the tshuva inside if you want to go through the sinyan. And he says over there, he says, to me, it's a plia. He said, I never in my life understood this Ramah. I never understood this whole shmuz. Because I looked at Tosfos, and he said, I had a whole different Tosfos. Let's read it's the Gimgum, but let's read the last three lines of Tosfos all over again. Tosfos brings Rabbeinu Tam. That nowadays, no worries, this is okay. Says Tosfos, va'af al pi, shem mishatven shei shamay v'davar acher. Even though if you're going to cause a goy bezman hazeh to swear, he's going to swear in the name of Avinu Zor, albeit b'shitov, loy ashkechon da'osr ligroim la'acherim l'shatev. You don't find anywhere that it's osr to cause somebody to be masked the shem shamayim b'shitov. V'lifnei iver leko, dibnei noyach loy huzaru al kach. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, I think the whole world made a mistake in this Tosfos. I don't even know where the Ramah came from. So what did Tosfos mean when he said v'lifnei iver leko dibnei noyach loyhuzur al kach? Not loyhuzur al shitov. He never said that. Where would he have gotten that from? Where did Rabbeinu Tam have the places to say that? He meant loyhuzur on the iser shem elihim achem loyisaskir loyisham al picha. V'haraya v'yidazor at that base. He says the only tzanat is one tzan in the chakir of the Ran. Why would Rabbeinu Tam be meshuda to that? The pashtus we always learned was the other tzan in the chakir. Was lifnei iver leisita michshol. Says the whole world made such a big tois in this toisvus. It's mamish. It's a plea at suma to me. So vazok toisvus when he means shitov. He's saying two things as toisvus. He says a yid has an issur lo yisham al picha. How do you know that we're learning about the Zohar? We better know this right now, right? So we know that a yid has an issur lo yisham al picha. And really, this gemara Sanhedrin samach gimel is the counterpart of avay the Zohar that base. Also, adam shi'asot shutvus and ma'ivik echavim shem yischayv lo yisvua. The nishba b'avayis kacham shalei v'atayra amr lo yisham al picha. The yid's gonna be amr lo yisham al picha. Just like lifnei dem shalei kacham shalei shayam asalasis v'lasis imam. So too asalasis shutzes. Because in both cases the yid's being over the same misser. He's being over lo yisham al picha. Here it's lo yisham al picha because he's asal lemoida. Here it's lo yisham al picha because he's swearing. It's a difference. It's not the shvua the moida. It's not the nakud. The nakud is he's mentioned in the name of a gatchka, which is something that he's not allowed to do. So says Rabbeinu Tam. Nowadays, don't worry about it. You know why? Because there's no issur for a yid to be goyrim. Haskarashem Shemayim B'shitov. It's the Yid. Lo Yisham HaPichas, the Yid's Isser. So out my Isser, a yid doesn't have an iser. Lo yisham al picha, which means gram haskarish shem elihim acherim, is not is also b'shituf. The Torah says zoyveach elihim yachram bilti l'Hashem levade. Where does it say that lo yisham al picha, this new fancy iser, is true even b'shituf? Tzok rabenu tam, has every right in the world to say that. Lo yashkachon dos ligri l'acherim l'shatif mechateisi. The whole mesachta avay the zara, that's real avay the zara. So that's a cooler rabenu tam at every place is to say. You'll tell me maybe there's a velifne iver. There's a new nekuda over here. Every single time you learn about the Zohar daf base on the Ibayilu and the Tzad Arvocha, Efshet daf Mendana lifnei iver, Zog Toysis lifnei iver leka, the Bnei Noich, Lahuzer al Kach. It's not true, like the other Tzad and the Ranz Chakira, like the Pashtas over here. Oh, but says, Reb Kiv Eger, I learned this Toysis my whole life. It's Mamash's Lashon. He says, my whole life I learned this Toysis. I never saw anywhere in this Toysis a shmek that a Bnei Noich has a Muzer on Shituf. I never saw it in Toysis. And that's Poshet, the whole Ramah is coming from a Toysis. It's coming from a Toysis. He says, I think the Toys starts so much earlier. I think the Toys is pushing the Ikar Avon of Toysis. Toys is not saying there's no lift. Why are we talking about lift Ne'ivir? But Shem and the Machem Leis Haskiru. I don't know, we just learned the whole beginning of Avoy the Zohar. No one said a word about lift Ne'ivir when it comes to Azul Lamaida. Azul Lamaida is giving the Yidzisir. It was never the guy's Zisir. The other Tzad was the guy's Zisir. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, I don't know, to me, Toys never even said these words out of his mouth. In other words, we have three ways to learn Toysis. Fascinating. I mean, think about what's at stake over here, right? It's a bad pun. But think about what's at stake over here. It's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling what's at stake over here. Of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Noitzim are they, or the Noitzim, Ovdei Avodah Zarah or not. It's incredible. And it comes down to a Toysis, a Dikto Kaloshin in a Toysis that's so Megungim. And really, there's three ways you can learn the Toysis. Toysis says, don't worry about Lifnei Iver Bizmanenu. Why? Because lifnei iver leka debnei noyach loyhuzer al kach. Kvega says, I think it means that loyhuzer al kach on shemalim achem loysaskiru. The Ramah for sure learned, and the way a lot of people understood the Ramah, that avada them muzer and shemalim achem loysaskiru, but they're not muzer on shituf bichlal. So this is not shemalim achem loysaskiru because it is shituf. And then there's Reb Shmuel Landau, which he found in the Miltstoker, and he found in the Shara Frayim, and they all said what? They all said that what Toysfis means is avada the muzer in shem elihim acherim loisaskiru. They're even muzer in avada zara b'shituf, but shem elihim acherim loisaskiru b'shituf. That's what they're not muzer. The Emma says, you look at Toysfis again, the Pashas sounds like Reb Kiva Eger. Oh, but either way, three mahalchim over here, how you could understand. Maestro Reb Kiva Eger ends up going through this tshuva, and in the tshuva, Reb Kiva Eger says that he found different Gedolei Yisrael that also said what he said. It's interesting. He writes, "Utehilo lokel ata motzasi eish she'ahava nafshi shekivanti ladas hagadol tshuvas v'shav hakoyim." The kach kosav lefarish divrei Tosfos. He said he found in the Shalos Ruvish who's the Shav Hakoyin. That's Rabbi Fall Hamburger. And Rabbi Kivega says the Hilo Lekel. I found it by Rabbi Fall Hamburger. We have no saga how big these gedolim are. I mean, we know from learning Yeshiva Rabbi Kivega was. I mean, we don't really know who he was, but we know that we have the erich. We know we have no saga. But I mean, the way he says Hilo Lekel, I was so excited. I found in the Shav Hakoyin. But either way, Rabbi Kivega goes through a list of different gedolim Yisrael that he found that hold. I'll call upon him this nakuda. Forget about the way Rabbi Kivega learns Tosfos, but the Iker Psak, and that is of course a Ben Noach is Muzer on Shituf. And if you look at Reb Kivega's list, it's Reb Kivega, right? He doesn't count himself, but obviously Kivega is going to be on top of the list. He brings the Milt Tzedakah. He says the Tosfos Yontif in his Pilpula Charifta on the Rosh in that sugya. He says the same thing. He brings the Shara Frayim. He brings the Veshav Hakoyim. What's a pella to me is he doesn't bring the Noi de Behuda. It's mamish a pella to me. And I think, if I'm reading this right, it's always hard to read the headings of tshuvas. Bez Hashem Yisparach, Dalet B'Shabbos, right? You have to count the days. Chof Gimel Tammuz, close. Tzadik Zayin. I think it's the year Tofresh Tzadik Zayin, which is the end of Reb Kivega's life, which is 20 plus years after Madur Tinyan of Noi de Behuda was already printed. Why did he bring the tshuvas Noi de Behuda? I don't know. For sure, Reb Kivega knew it wasn't a tshuva from Noi de Behuda, because if it was a tshuva from Noi de Behuda, there's no way in the world he would have brought it. It's not even possible. But before, it's a plea atzuma. I mean, Reb Kivega with his incredible. Reb Kivega knew shadows of tshuvas Noi de Behuda Madur Tinyan. By the way, if you speak to the Yodei Dov, Reb Kivega probably had a photographic memory. Everyone knows Reb Kivega is his oimik, but the Mar Mekoymes Reb Kivega quotes, either he had the greatest, either he had Oitzah Chochma or he had photographic memory, right? It's one of the two. He probably didn't have Oitzah Chochma. But either way, how he doesn't bring Madur Tion and Yodei Behuda is a very, very big Kiddush. Lamaisa, another Mar Mekoymes Reb Kivega doesn't bring because he didn't know, and that is the Hilgich Sam Sofer and his Agoyis on Shulchan Aruch, right here in Eirachayim and Simon Kuf Nun Vav. He brings this Inyan, and he says, Ule Inyan Oivdei Hashilosh. says, he brings it from the Prima Godim. There's no question of Ben Noach is Nergal HaShitov. So it's also the Prima Godim, and it's also the Helig Chassam Sofer. But I'll just tell you one thing, this is what we're going to end with, and that is, so again, you walk away from the sugi, it sounds like all the G'dayli Yisrael, I mean, this list that we just went through, right? So it's an incredible list. L'maisa, there's one problem. It's a very, very big problem. It's a very, very big kasha. And that is, in Yerideya, in Simen, Kuf Nun Aleph. So it's mamash the sugyas we're learning now. The Mechaber over there talks about, Dvorim hamutzrochem la'avodah salilim, osel Yisrael l'moichem. A yid's not allowed to sell a guy something that he needs for his avodah zara. That's the halacha over there. Says the Ramah. The Ramah talks about, says the Shach. The Shach is in Sivkot and Zion. He says, Loshin Darkei Moshe. The Darkei Moshe says, Miu bizman hazeh yesh lahakel. Nowadays, he could be mekel. Again, talking about selling things like accessories for Avodah Zarah to an Oved Avodah Zarah. Bizman hazeh yesh lahakel. Mitam de makilim l'shtatef imam. For the same reason that we're mekel to be mishtat. Ad kan l'shoinai. This is the Darkei Moshe that the Shach quotes. It says, the Shach rotz aloimah. What did the Darkei Moshe mean? K'moi shekasa bayur chayim soif simen kufnun vav. De bisman hazeh mutal ishtatef imohem. Shekava nosam lo'isei shemayim va'aretz. Elo shem ishtatef shein shemayim v'davar achar. V'loi motzinu sheyech b'zem yishom lifnei yiver she'im dey noich muzor al ha-shitov. If that's the case, hu adin hacha. This is a Shach who's quoting the Darkei Moshe. Now, first things first, who is the Darkei Moshe? Darkei Moshe is the Ramah. The Darkei Moshe on the Torah is the Ramah. And the Darkei Moshe wrote in Hilchas Avodah Salilim, where he's not talking about the Isser V'Shem Elihim Acherim Lo Yisaskir, Lo Yisham Alpicha. He's talking about real Fleishig Avodah Zarah. And the Ramah says this Isser, to sell things that are going to be used, are not Noigeya Bizman Hazeh. For the same reason he can do business. Says the Shach, what did he mean? Of course, this is what he meant. He meant what the Ramah himself wrote in Arachayim, Simen Kuf Nun Vav. So the Ramah himself in Kuf Nun Hei in Darkei Moshe was Megala what he meant in Arachayim, Simen Kuf Nun Vav. And it is almost beyond a reasonable doubt that the Ramah's telling you right here that he meant that Bnei Noach and Amuzar Hashitim. Now you have kashas. Abel HaMaisa does zok the Ramah l'chayra. It's a plea at Suma Mamish. It's a plea of Kivay, and this whole tshuva doesn't bring the Shach. It's a plea of Noid B'Yehuda, and Yenna tshuva, Mibena Mechaber, it doesn't bring the Shach. It's a plea of the Chassam Sofer, and it's Shulchan Aruch, doesn't bring the Shach. It's enough in the Shach, which is really a Darkei Moshe. It's a very, very good kash. It's not such an easy kash to answer. But the bottom line is that at the end of the day, Ein Lanu Ella, G'dayli Rabbi Seinu, who all came out, that we treat Noitzim B'Zman Hazeh as being Ovdei Avodah Zarah, despite the Ramah, despite the Tosfos, at the end of the day, this is the way it is. And the truth is, if you fast forward and you take a look at the tshuvas from the contemporary Gedolim, let's go to the Friya de Gadar, Rabbi Vadi Yosef, and Shailas Tshuvas Yapiya Oimer, this is in Chelik Beis, in Yerideya, Simen Yud Aleph, and it's also in Yechavet Das, in Chelik Dalid, it's Simen Mem He, and Ramosha in Yerideya, Chelik Gimel, this is Simen Kuf. They all came out that it's also today, for example, to walk into a church or to get involved in any halachas where it's negeya noitzrim being oivdei avodah zarah, right? That's the big one. That's what those tshuvas were written about. That it's also to go in, and the reason it's also to go in is because we paskin based on what the achreinim of the last few hundred years came out. Once it's Reb Kiva Eger and it's Achsam Sofer and it's in tshuvas noida b'Yehuda, and you're ready basing it on Kadmoinim, and at that point it's almost game over. And at the end of the day, even though it's shver, it's takish shver, because the chayr, this dark emotion that the Shach brings, it's very hard to budge. At the end of the day, the Noitzrim are not going to be considered, are going to very much be considered Oyv Devei Dazar. What about the Yishma'elim? Right, we said in the beginning of the raid bite, we're going to talk about the Yishma'elim as well. What about as it relates to the Yishma'elim? So the truth is like this, as it relates to the Yishma'elim, it's a Mefurish Rambam. The Rambam in Perik Yed Aleph, Hilchas Macholis Asurois, where the Rambam is talking about Stam Yenam and that sugya. He says, quote, V'chein kol goy she'eino y'oived avodah zarah ki goyin elu ha'yishma'elim, like the Yishma'elim that are not oived avodah zarah. The Yishma'elim are not oived avodah zarah. That's what the Rambam says. The truth is, the Rambam in a tshuva said it even starker. The Rambam says, quote, this is a Loshin HaRambam, elu ha'yishma'elim einam oived avodah zarah klal. They're not Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Fekfar nichrisa mipiem umilibam. The whole Indian of Avodah Zarah was completely wiped out from them. Vehim miyachadim lokel yisawa yichud koroi. Yichud she'en boy doifi. Ve'en lo hem ta'us klau b'yichud Hashem. Can you imagine the Rambam said that? This is what the Rambam says. The Rambam said this about the Yishma'ilim, that as it relates to their understanding, their yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no doifi b'chlau, they're not oivdei avodah zarah. This is really what goes down as the pashtus, and that's where B'vad Yosef and his tshuvas, there's a big nafkamina if somebody wants to walk into a base natsras, first if somebody wants to walk into a mosque. One of the tshuvas Rabbi Vadi wrote about this was Ma'aris HaMachpelah, which is attached to a mosque. And there's a tumult, you're allowed to daven there, you're not allowed to daven there. Rabbi says, Poshet, the Rambam held, they were not Oivdei Avodah Zarah. The Noitzrim are Oivdei Avodah Zarah, that's the Pashtus, the Yishma'elim not. It's a fascinating topic. Again, it's negated so many different halachas. We're going to stop here.